Welcome to the Peaceful Planet. This is show host Marcia McMahon bringing a very special program to you this afternoon. We hope you're going to stay tuned with us because what you're going to hear is going to be absolutely awesome. We are featuring on this special debut new music from the other side inspired from John Lennon and George Harrison. So please stay tuned. Our entire hour will be devoted to new creations of their music and their messages and their lyrics from spirit as inspired through the mediumship of the wonderful Bob Murray. More of Bob's music can be found at thestarstillshine.com, and we encourage you to go and visit his website. His work is awesome. And I am really honored to bring forth messages and new lyrics from John Lennon and George Harrison. This is only being featured on the BBS network and only on the Peaceful Planet radio show. The actual title of Peaceful Planet was inspired by one of John's messages to me, and I'm going to be sharing with you some awesome messages from John, and then we're going to be hosting all these different tunes. And basically, this is a special debut for John Lennon and George Harrison. We haven't done this before, although I have been featuring all the music from these two great stars in spirit from Bob Murray. Again, Bob Murray feels this music is inspired from both of them from the other side. I'd like to read to you some of these messages because they're really inspiring. Imagine peace. Imagine love. And this is John speaking here. And he's saying here, my idea is to bring oneness and unity through my music, as always. I am aware of the ascension process for the whole planet. Yeah, all of us who stood for peace and love on the planet were leading the way towards ascension, even in the 60s with the Beatles music we did. Of course I am of the ascension movement, but please don't call me an ascended master, because that would have connotations of people calling on me for protection or other things. And frankly, I do with a number of enlightened souls on the earth plane, but mainly my focus is for peace, Marcia, my dear. So we'll leave it at that for now. And that was from a recent message channeled from John Lennon on the other side. I've been on a special project with him for about a year now, working on some lyrics. And I'd like to read a few more messages from John before I read some of the lyrics to the Peaceful Planet. And in just a few minutes, we're going to hear a real rendition done of the Peaceful Planet with my lyrics and Bob's synthesized music. Now, to explain a little bit more on this process, what I do is I sit in meditation, and John basically came to me with a special request about May of last year, asking if I would be his scribe to some of the tunes that Bob Murray was creating. And it was very simultaneous. I sent a few emails to Bob with new songs that, you know, John had created lyrics in the email, and Bob replied and said, hey, I've got to send you a CD, all of John's new tunes. So I got the CD in my mailbox, and it was just awesome. All these tunes, they sound so much like the same musical tone that John carried, very similar to Imagine and other great songs that he did, but they're nothing like that, and you couldn't misconstrue those particular sounds with the new sounds that we're featuring. So this is a message he gave me yesterday, and I had a cancellation with some guests that were going to be on, and then I thought, well, hey, you know, I've been featuring this music for a long time, and it's time to do a debut. So this is John speaking, and he's saying, yeah, Marcia, my dear, it's time for this debut of my new music and George's. Bet you weren't expecting this, but we're glad and honored to be your featured guest. Marcia, spirit has a way, John, of making things work for the best. I was to do another Mother Mary show and feature more on the Da Vinci Code. John, there's nothing boring in any of your shows, Marcia. You're a great host, and we are honored to be on today. We'll be watching from the upstairs studio. I believe Diana has a message she's wanting to bring through you tonight, so be open. She's right here with me, tugging my arm. It's all about the situation in the Middle East. For all those listeners, we want to turn people on to your wonderful work with the great Princess Diana. Her work is most important, for without peace, the whole planet cannot fully enter ascension as she understands it. We of the Ascension Movement, and the Beatles were of the Ascension Movement and began it, really, we stand up for peace, we stand up for nonviolence, and we ask for no more war. All we are saying is give peace a chance. This very idea of antiseptic wars where buttons are pushed remotely while children die is just as bad as the whole ludicrous notion of terror in the name of one's God. There's a God here, and we want people the world over turned on to peace. Imagine peace. Imagine love. Imagine that your world is about to totally transform to this love vibration. Well, enough of my ranting. I'll let Diana have her say. All we're saying is give peace a chance. Love ya, John. So that was his message from yesterday. And I want to also bring in another message. When he gave me the idea of creating the show Peaceful Planet, my former show was called The Forum for World Peace. But John has been overlighting this show for a long time, and he has been making suggestions, and it was based on John's suggestion that I was to come into having this Peaceful Planet show in the first place. This is an excerpt from the message that he gave me on May the 20th, asking to have the show reinstated. And he said, "What about calling your show The Peaceful Planet? In honor of my song and your message, I think that would get the idea of your work with Diana and me to the attentions of a major producer while conveying the same idea as always. It's always about the sell and production, and in essence, you compromise nothing. I would not forgo any of your work with Diana, but I would bring in the other masters you work alongside besides me. While we have a ways to go on the lyrics, I do see that happening this summer for you, love. So keep the faith and trust when I say you're about to go really big. Let Don know of my intentions to bring out my music once more. And as Chris said, Johnny will pull some strings, and not only that, but play some strings for the new show. Get on with it, then, and let Don and his brother know about your future with BBS." So that was an inspired message I had from John, and I approached Don about creating a new format for a show to be called Peaceful Planet. So this is all the inspiration of John. And you'll see on the highlight, the show highlights today, that I posted a watercolor of John that I created a little while ago, and that is called The Peaceful Planet, John Lennon, and that is by me, and some prints are available. If you would like to check that out, you can purchase a print online from Diana Speaks to the World. But basically, getting back to John's lyrics, I want to read to you some of the awesome lyrics from our theme song, The Peaceful Planet. And then we're going to play a rendition that Chris Moores did, and I'll explain a little bit of how that came to be. This is The Peaceful Planet, words by John Lennon, as transcribed by Marcia McMahon. "We live in peace, and peace is one over all the earth, you know, to be as one, to live as one, wherever we may go. We live in peace forevermore, no more fighting, no more wars, no more attack, no more bloodshed. We celebrate the one God. God is love, we've all been told, each in our different ways. We proclaim love and an end to war, forevermore at peace. The peaceful planet is being born, born from within us. Begin to see, begin to feel that all is one around us." So that is just an excerpt of the wonderful lyrics. We're going to play that real soon. And you can hear the rendition that our wonderful show host Chris Moores did. He hosts the Creative Consciousness show, and he is a very creative individual and musically talented. And it just so happens that he took my lyrics and Bob's synthesized music and put it into his own rendition. So, Don, are you there with us?
Yes.
Don?
Yes. I'm here.
I think we're about ready for Peaceful Planet mix. Thank you so much. Let's tune in and listen to Chris Moores as he sings. And you were just listening to the Peaceful Planet rendition by our own Chris Moores. And he's show host of the Creative Cosmos, very talented person. And I was going to read for you a very important message from Diana, and a few more messages from John. looking around here. I've got a pile of messages and lots of papers here, as you might imagine. So those of you that know me know that I work with Princess Diana on world peace issues, and I have a very brief message about the Middle East that John mentioned. I'd like to share it with our listening audience and mention that my book is With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, and it's available online at DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com. And Diana and John kind of work together, and she mentions her friendship with John in this message, so that's also relevant. Diana is speaking here, and she's saying, "It is with great sadness that we witness today the tragedy of the tensions increasing between Israel and Palestine. We so regret the bombing of innocent people sunbathing on a beach. This type of aggression on Israel's part is just as nefarious as the suicide bombers who display a lack of regard, a complete lack of regard for life and dignity when they take out innocent civilians. This tit-for-tat will not help the roadmap, and at this point with Hamas at it, all-out war, Israel does indeed look like war. I want to ask our U.S. diplomats in particular to step in and do something, for this situation is mounting with tensions. Hamas will not negotiate with Israel, therefore we ask the international community to negotiate with President Abbas, who is still the elected president and a man of peace. If you can, please reach elected representatives through email and ask that a ceasefire be negotiated at once. All who hear this message, my channel has so selflessly served as my personal secretary for so long, and she deserves respect for her fine peace work. Whilst she cannot do it for you or I, she has served without thought of recompense, willingly reaching the top diplomats in the United States, so much so that that changed the foreign policy to reflect the state of Palestine be formed, so as to prevent a future terrorist attack upon your country, the USA. If the USA cares about helping themselves and the peoples of the Middle East, now is a crucial time for action. I ask each of you listening to write your representatives and to do something for peace before it's too late. Both John Lennon and I stand for peace the world over, and both of us paid a price for our work for peace. You see, the world was not ready for a princess, one of royal blood, through marriage, to serve as peace ambassador. But that was my divinely appointed role whilst I lived on earth, among many roles. I represented the idea of the divine feminine, which is being explored in your mass media so much now with the Da Vinci Code. I myself, Diana, am proud of the work I did whilst living, but not satisfied that people really came to know the real me. Therefore, I speak through channels throughout the world who interpret the meaning of my true life and my true work. My channel stands every bit for my truth, my life, and my light. I am closing shortly. I want all to look into the book my channel has written and order a copy and use it as a tool for peace. I thank you for listening to me. I am Diana, ambassador for peace for your world and princess of peace. May God bless you all in a troubled time." So what a lovely message there from Diana, and I'm glad to bring her messages forth occasionally. Now we are going to turn to one of my favorite songs by John Lennon. This is titled Eternal Opus 135, and you'll be hearing that shortly. Yeah, this is Marcia McMahon coming in right now. I apologize. We had a caller step in and say that this file somehow wasn't playing, so we are sorry for the silence there, and we're going to go right to the next song, Passing Through Botswana. This is a song that was recorded through Bob Murray again, and this is now George Harrison's work. And again, the title is Passing Through Botswana, and let's begin and play it. And we're back on the air. You were listening to two songs, Passing Through Botswana by George Harrison through Robert Murray, and then you heard Prelude to Savannah, and that was also written by George Harrison in spirit. Of course, George and John are working in spirit together and collaborating on all this new and wonderful music. I don't know of anyone else that is creating this music the way Bob Murray is. And I want to refer you again to his wonderful website, www.thestarsstillshine.com. A lot of this is presented free, and you can just tune in to the website and hear more of these absolutely awesome sounds from both John and George, and what a great honor it is to bring forth the Beatles on my personal show. I can't tell you, it's one of the greatest things, and I'm so happy to be up on the air again producing this, because I feel that this music has a healing property, and it's John's thought, anyway, in his channeled messages to me, to put peace on the planet through the subconscious mind, which responds to music. You know how you go along and you sing a song, and that song becomes part of your day. That song becomes part of your subconscious. And this is how he's working for peace for the planet, whereas Diana's working more in a diplomatic way. And all of these light workers on the other side, you know, they have such an important message to convey to us. And this musical talent that they're bringing is so awesome. Now, before we hear Radical Dolphin, I wanted to read you the lyrics because they're just so fun. These lyrics remind me of, like, the Yellow Submarine album when I was growing up as a kid in the 60s, and the White Album, and some of the lyrics that John composed. You know, John Lennon was probably the world's greatest songwriter in the 20th century. And his lyrics, if they go up for auction and that kind of thing, they go for in the millions of dollars. And we know that the estate's worth a lot of money. And we want to honor Yoko and her memory. And we're not trying to do anything that would interfere with the memory of John as he lived on Earth. And we just want to put that thought out there, that this is a message of peace and love that John is bringing forth. And he contacted me and Bob Marine, asked us to collaborate, and Bob and I have collaborated on other projects. So we hope you enjoyed listening, by the way, to Chris's great song and rendition of The Peaceful Planet. Now, we're going to be hearing in just a minute The Radical Dolphin, but because these lyrics are just so fun, and believe me, they're just not something I would be thinking about. The title of the song is pretty unusual to start with. It's called Radical Dolphin. This was channeled by me last year in May sometime, and I've been working on this project with John for some time, and I just want to share these with you because they are so wild and free and creative, and you'll hear John Lennon in these lyrics. Radical dolphins swim in the seas, know something's up with Earth, sees it and feels it's true, swimming along in the deep blue, shimmering waters covering the Earth, seeing something, feeling something is new, about to be born. Swimming along, feeling it's true, singing its song, making harmony of the seas, gliding through oceans and reefs, the radical dolphin knows something's up, something's coming to Earth. Swimming the seas, knowing the breeze, knowing the tides and the peaceful blue, waters tell us something's different here, a whole new day, a whole new way. Sunshine and sea, waves and the vibrations of the deep. Radical dolphin carries the codes deep within the seas, churning underground, underwater, knowing it's true, knowing it's blue, the new earth is being born. Radical dolphin speaks to man, when will the wars end, the poisons of the seas? When will it end? What price to pay for oceans clean? The radical dolphin swims in pollution and waste, when will the human race awaken to ascension? When will it be safe for habitation for man and beast? The dolphins proclaim peace throughout the ocean's waves and ask no more sonar waves from war machines. We sing along with the sea life, singing quite a bit. We sing along with life. We walk along the beach. We sing alike in our different ways. Silent creatures now sing, silent no more as they find a voice. Please say it with me. I am John, singing this one for you and me. The creatures of the sea need help. They ask nothing but the end of pollution and war. Along with the planet, we celebrate life. So those were some of the lyrics to The Radical Dolphin. I hope you enjoyed hearing it. And we're going to now be playing a wonderful song that has two different sets of verses. The first one we're going to hear is Remarkable Diana, written by John Lennon in spirit as a tribute to Princess Diana, and they are friends on the other side. So please join us as we tune in to the Remarkable Diana. Okay, folks, you were listening to Radical Dolphin, and the next song that we're going to be listening to is the Remarkable Diana and the Remarkable Nebulae, which are both different verses of the same song, but we're not moving to that just yet. I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. I want to encourage you to turn up your volumes. We've been hearing some reports from our listeners that maybe these songs are coming through a little softly, so please do that if you haven't already done so. I want to read the lyrics to Remarkable Nebulae before we play it because they're so awesome. Again, this is all John Lennon's absolute brilliance coming through here in the channeling. Remarkable Nebulae, remarkable in every way perfect, the nebulae are shining bright beyond the sun. Beyond the sun and stars are nebulae shining deep within the center of the cosmos. They are shining away, creating life and lives within a universe of time, far away from us, yet close enough to see that there is more, so much more than we could ever dream possible. Imagine that. We see something a half billion years ago shining in the star clusters at night, remembering half a million light years away, a speck of stardust shining out, singing for me, for you, a way of looking up and seeing the stars shining away in time, distant time and places within our system and beyond. Remarkable in every way perfect, that is how they shine forevermore. And boy, John, have you got the brilliant mind. I could never write like that, not in a million years. And I'd like to also read Remarkable Diana, another verse of the same tune that we're going to be hearing in just a moment. This is a tribute from John to Diana. Remarkable in every way perfect, Diana, shining light behind the peaceful planet. She shines and shines deep within, a princess so real and bright, a special person after my heart, a princess real and true. True and real was she, living in love and peace, giving all her stuff to her causes and the children. She gave her rose of life. Her rose of life was she, a princess whom I had not met till here, but adored while watching her on earth. An earth angel for the children. Diana, sing a song of praise for her. Beauty immortal, she is all that could be in England. What a miracle was she. Now this great light is in heaven here along with me. So I just love these two lyrics and had to share them with you. We're now going to be tuning in to the great song, Remarkable Nebulae, by John Lennon as channeled through Bob Murray. And you're back with show host Marcia McMahon and the Peaceful Planet. You were listening to Remarkable Nebulae by John Lennon, and I read the lyrics prior to your hearing the tune. It's got a wonderful sound to it. The last song, we're now at the last song, and it's going to be a tune by George Harrison as channeled through the mediumship of Bob Murray. And this last tune is called Something for Gossamer Wings, but before I play it, I want to read to you the lyrics, and I have a few announcements to make about next week. Our special guest for next week on the Peaceful Planet will be Bob Murray, and you'll get to meet him, and he's going live with us, and he's going to be bringing in more and more messages and more of his music, and we hope you will join us again at the same time. I want to remind you to live in love and peace and make this a peaceful planet, as John says in the lyrics. And then I'd like to read right now for you Something for Gossamer Wings, an absolutely exquisite song by George Harrison through Robert Murray. And I have the lyrics, which I just channeled in this week, and they are just magnificent. So again, we're listening to Something for Gossamer Wings, but before that, I'd like to read a few verses. Sunlight glistens down upon a garden, still and beautiful in morning's dew. The gossamer wings are there, glistening in sunlight. Beautiful with happiness, the butterflies fly all around. Happiness sings of heaven's beauty and truth. Bring us to peace today on gossamer wings, the wings of angels. Surround us all in love and light. Bring us to peace on earth. Gossamer wings envelop us in love and light, shedding light upon the earth. Bring us to the light of God. We are in the light of Him. Bring us to the light on earth. No more killing, no more war. Gossamer wings envelop our earth, bringing all to quiet beauty on our earth. The angels surround us all in wings of joy, spreading wings over all the people everywhere. Gossamer wings of joy. Let there be peace on earth and goodwill toward men. no terror upon our precious planet. Just live life in peace and love, knowing you're doing your part for humanity. Let peace begin with me. Let all humanity forget the pain as new energies brought by the gossamer wings of angels down to earth where we really need it. Something for gossamer wings. Sunlight glistens down upon a garden still, beautiful in morning's dew. The gossamer wings are there, glistening in sunlight dear, for all mankind is love, singing songs of heaven's beauty and truth. Something for gossamer wings. George Harrison through Marcia McMahon. So we encourage you to join us again next week. And now we are going to hear the last song of the day, Something for Gossamer Wings. It's a fabulous song. Thank you for listening and join us again. Many blessings and let the angels surround you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.